Good afternoon. I'm Bella Monse. I'm working in the Philippines for the Fit for School program. I have worked for 7 years as a advisor to the Department of Education in the Health and Nutrition section of the Philippines. I'm speaking about the Fit for School approach, which is an award-winning program from the Philippines. The program received last year the Global South-South Award for on the base of innovation. This is an award given by World Bank, UNDP, and WHO. Okay. Well, what is Fit for School? Fit for School is, as I said, an innovative school health program. I speak shortly about these features, and then I come to a more detailed approach. It is a simple and modular program. The interventions are based on evidence. It focuses on skills-based activities rather than on health education. It embarks on active involvement of non-health professionals as teachers, community members, and even the children. And it's supported by a simple and uniform message, and it's a very cost-effective program. This program, a school health program, should always prioritize public health challenges among the target population. So in the Philippines, the situation is that majority of children are suffering from diseases of poverty, which are diarrhea and respiratory tract infections. Two-thirds of all children suffering are infected with intestinal worms. Nearly all children are infected with dental caries. And this is the figure of the 6-year-olds. You would have to imagine that each child has, in average, 9 decayed teeth in its mouth, and 3 teeth have already reached the pulp, so with infection and pain. 30% of children have a BMI below normal. This is, of course, related to the worms. And 20% of children suffer from tooth decay in the moment we were questioning them. So this is a very high prevalence, and this shows the impact on the quality of life of children. These are diseases of poverty, and you can find them in many countries. This is not special for the Philippines. These diseases you find in low-income countries, and these diseases are socially accepted. They're not killing the children, but they're socially accepted, and they're so easy to prevent. So the school health program in the Philippines, the Fit for School approach, has developed a so-called essential healthcare program, which focuses on three interventions, which are hand washing with soap, daily toothbrushing with fluoride toothpaste, and biannual deworming. The evidence of this is very strong. So the evidence of hand washing, as you all know, is reduction of infectious diseases by about 30% to 50%. And the evidence of daily toothbrushing is 40% to 50%. These approaches are not, the children are not taught to do that. The children actually do that in the school every day. There's a big difference. Many programs say, ah, yes, we also use advocacy on hand washing, advocacy on toothbrushing, but in the Fit for School approach, these activities are done every day. They're part of daily school life. They're institutionalized in the school. Same with biannual deworming. Important here is that it's not done by health professionals. The teachers are administering the deworming pills, and it's done without prior stool exam of the children. So all children, if infected or not, will receive the drugs twice a year. And the evidence for the intervention is very strong. Now we come to the cost. As I said before, it's a very cost-effective program. The cost of this program, the cost for material and supply is only $0.50 per child per year. This is difficult to believe, but this is the truth, and we're doing this since years. The cost is this entails, as you can see here, a toothbrush with a cover, access to soap, access to toothpaste. Toothpaste is not coming in tubes. Toothpaste is there coming with, comes along with dispensers. And the dispenser has a little mechanism that the children can use it, and there's just a calibrated amount of toothpaste coming out. It's just a drop of toothpaste. Well, what does the program bring to the schools? It creates a supportive school environment, or this program need a supportive school environment. What does this mean? This needs places where children can wash their hands, can brush their teeth, so functional and child-friendly washing facilities. These facilities can be made of tiles, but they can also be made of bamboo, depending on the local resources. I forgot to say that all the washing facilities are built by the community, are built by the parents. Yeah, it's not that the government pays that. This is done by the parents. What is Fit for School doing as well? It's creating a supportive policy environment. This means advocacy for supportive policies among two sectors, health sector and the education sector. It's not just based in the health sector. We provide guidelines and manuals which help to have, a school health policy, because the guidelines are in. They're used as school health policies. And they're mobilizing the community to build, as I said, all these washing facilities. These programs need clear program management. This means the very important that the roles and responsibilities of all stakeholders are very clear. What is the health sector doing? What is the education sector doing? Who is financing what? That has to be clearly developed and has to be agreed in written agreements. The program also use clear guidelines on how to use the children in their leadership skills, which means this reduce the work of teachers, because teachers easily are afraid that they will be overloaded with work. But if leadership skills of the children can be used, it makes it rather easy for teachers. It's just to get in the beginning used to this, then it becomes a habit for children. And teachers say it's not difficult for them because it's daily activity, children are used to that. Important is the involvement of the community, and as I said that before, and the very clear guidance so that everybody will know how this program is carried out. There's as well also monitoring and evaluation, so we're going on a process as well as health outcome monitoring. Process monitoring means that different stakeholders look on a regular basis how the quality of implementation is. And on the other hand, we look for the health outcome by measuring within a clear health outcome study where we measure exactly the benefits of the program with respect to oral health, with respect to body mass, with respect to infectious diseases. Well, the major achievement, currently 1.5 million children are covered by this program. It has changed the government policies and legislation. It's substantially financed by the Philippine government, and the group organized the Global Handwashing Day, which has been very instrumental for the whole program. And we have organized two national health summits, and we have been awarded by several awards. Well, what are the key success factors? Very important, as I said before, sustained government funding by the national government. For example, the teachers are paid by the national government as well as by local government who finance the material. The materials financed, how can that be done? As you see here, a politician is built up on is on the picture of the toothpaste. This is how incentives are created in the Philippine way to get people involved and to get funding sustained. And important, this program has successfully shifted the tasks from the health sector to the education sector. The health sector is involved in training and supervision. And I will end with words from the former Director General of the WHO. It is clear that without proper education, health suffers. And without proper health, good education is not possible. Thank you.